It is Wednesday, January 29th, 2014, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas discusses the future of the private option in the state with political columnist John Brummett. Also, Minnesota-based Summit Brewing Company will introduce some of its craft beers to the state next week.
Plus, in the latest installment of our monthly Three People series, we talked to three coaches about their careers. Those stories and more. But first, a new report from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics ranks the Northwest Arkansas region as the fourth in job growth for 2013. The report, released yesterday afternoon, says the Fayetteville-Springdale-Rogers region has added about 9,000 new jobs last year. Kathy Deck, director of the University of Arkansas Center for Business and Economic Research, says the growth was spread out among many sectors.
The growth that we had over the past year was that it was so very, very broad-based. In fact, we didn't have a single sector of our economy that declined in terms of employment year over year. The information sector was flat, but everybody else, from the manufacturers all the way up to our professional and business services and trade, transportation, and utilities, all of our other job-creating sectors showed growth.
The report places Northwest Arkansas's non-farm job growth for 2013 at better than 4.5%, behind only two cities in Texas, Midland and Odessa, and Winchester, Virginia. Northwest Arkansas was previously ranked as high as fourth in job growth in 2001. Deck says the growth of the last year can spill into 2014.
2013 sets 2014 up for success. As we look at the United States, the United States economy really has been muddling through. It just hasn't been growing as quickly as we would hope. But Northwest Arkansas can handle a situation like that. Northwest Arkansas it can, in fact, thrive from an economic development perspective, even when the United States is just muddling through. Our industrial mix is set up that we're going to continue to grow.
One other Arkansas city, Jonesboro, ranked on the 2013 list. It was ranked as 11th in job growth. We'll have more on this report later on this edition of Ozarks at Large.
The latest sales tax revenue numbers for cities in Northwest Arkansas show a cumulative increase. According to thecitywire.com, the four biggest cities collectively brought in more than $4.2 million in November. Rogers sales tax collections of nearly $1.25 million represents an increase of 14% when compared to a year ago. Each of the four cities is reporting an increase in sales tax collections for 2013 when compared to tax revenues of 2012.
Northwest Arkansas Community College will soon add 10 more acres to its campus after the college's board voted to buy a strip of land from the Arkansas and Missouri Railroad. The land bisects the Bentonville campus, and Stephen Hines, the college's public relations director, says purchasing the strip of 9.47 acres for $2.5 million will allow the college to take control of its campus.
Right now we have no control over that railroad property or what might be occurring on the rail line there, what might be stored, what could be in those cars. We also are greatly concerned about the safety of our students who may be crossing on or around or through those cars. And we believe that it is something that will benefit the students because it's safer in terms of literally as they're crossing over, say, going to our Center for Health Professions or our Global Business. Also, the fact that we will know that there is no longer the potential for hazardous materials to be stored in the cars.
As part of the deal, the Arkansas and Missouri Railroad agrees to dismantle the rail spur on the land and fill the holes left by the tracks, giving students an easier walk across campus. Although the strip of land will be the smallest acreage bought for the highest price of any previous land purchases by the college, Hines says that NWAC is still getting a good deal overall.
We did look at the average cost per acre to which the college has bought land since it began, and even at this price of the $2.5 million, the college will be paying approximately $32,000 an acre for all land that is acquired, which is a third of the appraised value. So we still believe the college is getting a significant return for its money when you look at it in terms of what it costs per acre, the appraised value.
Because some of the land the college is acquiring from the railroad will otherwise extend beyond the current bounds of the campus, NWAC officials also have the option of selling some of the unused land once the deal is finalized.
Once again, the Princeton Review is ranking the University of Arkansas as one of the 75 public university values. The 2014 list of the best 75 public and the best 75 private school values is based on 30 separate factors, including tuition costs, academic reputation, and financial aid availability. The University of Arkansas was the only school from the state on the list.
Arkansas's newest state senator is now an official member of the legislature. John Cooper was sworn in yesterday in Little Rock. Senator Cooper, a Republican, was elected to represent Craighead County in Jonesboro after former Senator Paul Bookout resigned because of ethics violations. Senator Cooper says he plans to vote to not continue funding for the private option to expand Medicaid.
I can't foresee supporting it. I ran on not supporting it, and I received 57% of the vote, and that was the major issue. So I think the voters have spoken in my district on that, and what they said was what I believe.
The expansion, called the private option, passed with just a vote to spare in the last session and was supported by former Senator Bookout. Another senator, Missy Irvin, has said she plans to switch her vote of support for the private option to vote against it. The fiscal session of the state legislature opens early next month.
A teaching farm is a step closer to fruition after a $20,000 donation to the effort last night. Ozark Natural Foods made the gift to Apple Seeds, the organization creating the farm. Mary Thompson, the co-executive director of Apple Seeds, says the farm will be designed for school field trips.
It will be a location for the whole region, a resource in which students can come on field trips as a learning experience. We can host workshops to help spread our programs to other schools in the region, so it will be a resource for the whole region.
Thompson says the $20,000 will allow Apple Seeds to establish gardens, install irrigation, and hire an on-site farm manager. She says she hopes the garden can have schools from Washington and Benton counties visit during the 2014-2015 academic year. The teaching farm will be located on land adjacent to Ozark Natural Foods in Fayetteville.
City officials in Bentonville say recent calls to residents about delinquent utility bills are a scam. The Bentonville Police Department says it has received several inquiries about calls attempting to have residents pay for delinquent accounts for the repair of broken meters over the phone. Officials say city utilities do require payments on a prepaid credit card. Questions about utility accounts should be directed toward the city by calling 271-3100.
The Razorback baseball team will begin the 2014 season ranked 25th in the nation. The first Baseball America poll was released this week and included eight SEC teams. Arkansas opens the season February 14th at home against Appalachian State.
Forecast calls for clear conditions tonight, with overnight lows around 23 for the region. Wind chill values in northwest Arkansas between 9 degrees and 19 degrees. Tomorrow, warming up to sunny skies with highs near 50. Mostly cloudy Thursday evening with overnight lows from 34 to 38.